and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Now, Helen, it's very delicate work.
Yeah, but Stan...
Ow! Oh, see what you made me do? Now, what'd you want to tell me that was so important?
I just wanted to tell you to be careful of those sharp pins.
How's it coming?
Got any Band-Aids?
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, Stanley keeps sticking himself with those drapery pins. I guess his eyes are beginning to go, too.
What size Band-Aid do you need?
You got one big enough to cover her mouth? Ow, 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 ow. That went right through my thumb.
Well, let me look at it. Oh. What's funny? You're not bleeding.
Well, like everything else about Stanley, it takes a while to get started.
Chrissy, listen, I got some terrific news.
Chrissy, listen, me too.
Yeah, I heard you, excuse us, Janet. No, listen, Chrissy, what happened?
Chrissy, I know that you're going to want to hear my news.
Mine's more important, Chrissy, listen.
Hold it.
What?
Do you want to hear my exciting news?
What?
Okay. I'm getting nauseous. Chrissy, it's all Jack's fault.
Jack's fault? I walk in here, I have something I want to share.
You don't have to fight with Janet. Why don't you toss her for it?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Heads or tails?
No!
Heads.
Hey, you guys, I've got two ears. Why don't you each pick one?
No, Chrissy, you choose. Which story are you most anxious to hear, hers or mine?
Well, you know what they say. Ladies first.
That still doesn't solve your problem.
Funnier when you stuck yourself. Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, okay. Janet, go ahead.
Okay. Well,
you know Mr. Compton, my boss? He gave me a $10 raise.
Go ahead, Janet. Tell us the good news.
Oh,
only kidding. Congratulations. That's very nice. I'm just kidding. Can't you take a joke?
Sure, I can take a joke. When I hear a joke.
Oh, that's all. I'll have to finish it tomorrow. Helen and I have a lot to do downstairs.
Now that's a joke.
Come on, Al, let's go.
No. Not until we've heard Jack's good news.
All right, now with all due respects to Janet's fascinating story. This is about real money.
Oh,
go ahead and scoff. You know Jim, the bartender down at the Regal Beagle?
Yeah, right. He wants you to sub for him one night. You're gonna get $1 an hour plus tips and all the olives you can eat.
Big deal.
Small minds think small. Thank you, Tiny. No. Did you know that Jim has an uncle named Anton who just so happens to be head chef at Lobby Beat?
Lobby Beat?
She knows.
Oh, Jack, I hear that's the best French restaurant in town.
That is correct, mon chéri. Anyway, Uncle Anton is looking for an assistant to help out nights.
You mean he wants you?
Jim is going to introduce me.
Oh, Jack.
Just call me Jacques. Anyway, that's not the best part. The job pays, talk to me, $30 a night.
Oh, terrific.
Wow. Oh, terrific. Maybe now you'll pay a vous to rent a vous on time.
Oh, Lobby Beat. Hey, Stanley, could we have dinner there tonight?
You want to go out to eat? Why don't we eat in our regular restaurant?
Because I'm not in the mood for Egg McMuffin.
We're in the money. We got it. Hey, Chrissy, isn't that wonderful news about us? Chrissy? About Janet? Chrissy? Try to control yourself, Chrissy. It's not healthy to get this excited.
I think it's wonderful.
Oh. Hey, Chrissy. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. Well, it's wonderful for you. You get the good jobs. You get the good breaks. I'm trying to think what I get.
Oh, Chrissy, you've got a lot.
Oh, yeah. I get to have the same job day after day, week after week, month after month. What comes after that?
Year after year?
Stop it.
All right, Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy, listen. You are very good at what you do. Geez, you've been at that same company for over 2 years. Now, they must like you.
Oh, yeah. I start out in a secretarial pool with 10 other girls, and I'm the only one left.
Well, see?
They all got married or promoted.
Well, Chrissy, that doesn't mean that
Some of them got both. Oh, and yesterday it happened again.
What?
Every time I do something good in the office, I didn't do it.
Is there a map that goes with that?
Listen, Chrissy, could you just start over again? Now, tell us what happened yesterday.
Well, I filled in for Susie Brown.
Well, that sounds good.
Good, that's fantastic. Imagine our little Chrissy filling in for Susie Brown. Who is Susie Brown?
She's the branch manager's secretary. Anyway, she said her boss was going to the racetrack and I wouldn't have any problems at all.
Ow, famous last words.
Yeah, I wasn't there 5 minutes when the president of the company called from New York.
Wow.
Yeah, he had said he had some cost estimates that he needed right away involving some $1 million project.
$1 million?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I asked around, but nobody had the figures. And then I saw the branch manager's wife's picture on his desk and it hit me.
The picture?
No, her face. I mean, she looked like the kind of woman who minded her husband's business. So I called her, and sure enough, she had the estimates, and I called them into the president.
Well, Chrissy, that's fantastic. You saved the company a lot of money.
Yeah, they gotta be grateful for that.
Oh, they are. Today, the president called the branch manager to find out who his quick-thinking secretary was.
We'll see.
And he said Susie Brown.
Oh.
And now she's assistant to the president.
Chrissy,
cheer up, Chrissy. Gosh. Hey, come on. You'll get there. You want to know why?
Why?
Because you deserve it.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Chrissy, sure you do. Gee, you're bright and you're smart and you're intelligent, but you just don't realize it. And you know why that is?
I'm stupid.
Golly, there you go again, putting yourself down. Gee, Jack, you know what this girl's problem is? She hides her light under a bushel.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually,
you're
lady,
right,
I've...
Janet. You know, if she wants to be noticed, she should learn to speak up.
Yeah.
You know, I have been trying...
She's got to be more assertive.
She has to learn to be more forceful and more aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, I really
Chrissy,
shouldn't...
do you mind? We're trying to make a point. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah, Jack.
Because
I
at work...
More, I
at
think
work
hold
most...
on a minute, you two. I mean, if you two don't think that I know my own self-worth, you're wrong, because I do. And tomorrow when I get to work, I'm going to let my boss know, too.
Well, now, that's wonderful, Chrissy. I'm proud of you.
Oh, me too. Me too. Oh.
Just go right in there and let him have it.
I will.
And if that doesn't work, try wearing a low-cut dress.
Oh, Chrissy? 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 Oh, now it's only you.
Excuse me. Hmm? You don't have to cheer when I come through the door, but you don't have to boo and hiss either. You know, I'm a human being. I have feelings, Janet.
Sorry, Janet.
That's okay. I've been under some pressure. I'm fine now.
Janet. Oh, that was so rude. I'm sorry.
No, don't.
It's just that I am really worried about Chrissy. Hey, she's not home from work yet, Jack.
No?
I'm worried about that advice we gave her.
Oh, come on. That advice we gave her is going to get her a promotion.
What if it gets her fired?
In that case, it may not get her the promotion.
To the private secretary to J.C. Braddock, assistant
happened?
Well, when I got to work today, I walked right into Braddock's office.
She walked right into Braddock's office! Oh.
Right into Braddock's office, and I said, "Look here, JC, I've been in that secretarial pool long enough."
Long enough.
Go on.
I said, "I'm hardworking, conscientious, and it's time I got a promotion."
Promotion.
Hey, Chrissy, did you actually wear this dress to the office?
I sure did, and it really worked. I walked into that office just overflowing with confidence.
Well, you really did it this time.
I did it?
Yes, you. You're the one who wanted her to wear a low-cut dress.
Janet, I want every girl to wear a low-cut dress.
Jack, please, that is not the kind of dress you wear to an office. That's the kind you wear to open-heart surgery.
Look, that dress probably had nothing to do with her getting that promotion.
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, no.
Oh, Jack, come on. I've heard how men are in offices.
What are you talking about?
Listen, if you had to hire a new secretary and you had to choose between two girls and one of them was really flat-chested and the other one was really built.
Yeah.
Which one would you hire?
The flat-chested one.
What?
Yeah, it'd be nice to see her grow with the company.
You are so sexist.
No, wait a second. I think you're the one who's being sexist.
I am?
Yeah. You're underestimating Chrissy.
Well,
I say she got that promotion because of her ability, and it's time her boss finally noticed them. I mean, yeah.
Jack, sometimes. I don't know what to do.
No. Can I see my purse?
Well, here it is, Chrissy. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I'm losing everything today. Guess those two martinis at lunch went right to my head.
What? Did you have two martinis?
Oh, yeah. JC took me out to lunch. They have the loveliest restaurant at that hotel.
What?
Well, Jack, now look what you have gone and done.
What?
We were trying to get her into a new position, not an old profession.
Janet, you're getting upset all over nothing.
Nothing?
Yes.
Jack Tripper, when a man buys you two martinis, he's expecting you to be the chaser. Hi.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Hi.
I thought we ought to finish the drapes while Stanley was still away.
Come on in.
Most landlords wouldn't do this for you, you know.
Now, most landlords would hire somebody who could do the job right.
Why don't you do it, Jack? I understand you fellas are very good at this sort of thing.
I only work in velvet, but I could give you a hand. Uh-huh. What do you want me to do?
Hi, everybody.
Huh? Chrissy? Excuse me, Chrissy. Well, wait, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to meet JC at the Regal Beagle.
Well, what's in your little bag?
Well, just the usual things. Toothbrush, makeup, nightgown.
Are you sleeping in the bar?
No, silly. We're catching the midnight flight to Las Vegas.
Hand me that end, Helen.
Not now, Stanley. This end's more fun.
Chrissy, what do you mean you're going to Las Vegas?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, it's strictly business, just for tonight. JC doesn't like to waste any time.
What's going on?
Life, Stanley, life. You should try it sometime.
Hey, Chrissy, you
can't just... Janet, isn't it exciting, a trip to Las Vegas? And I owe it all to you.
Chrissy.
And you.
Wait a minute. Chrissy, you're going to Vegas?
Yeah.
You play a couple of hands of blackjack for me?
Okay.
Stanley, you're gambling?
You know what they say, unlucky in love.
Well, Chrissy, no,
bye-bye.
Chrissy,
oh, I gotta go.
Chrissy,
bye. Chrissy, I'm so late. Come on,
Chrissy!
I just don't believe it.
Janet, you should have done something.
What do you want me to do, Jack? Get up early every morning so I can watch Chrissy get dressed?
Of course not. I'll do that.
Now, come on. We have to do something.
Right. What?
Oh. Yeah, what?
Oh,
what?
Well, to start, you're going down to the Regal Beagle and punch that Braddock right in the nose.
What if he's 6'4"?
And you hit him with your purse.
Thank you.
Please, Mr. Roper, this is serious. We're worried about Chrissy.
Come on, she's a grown woman.
Oh, I know, but listen, Chrissy's
not... Here, I got something that'll cheer you up. I finished hanging your new drapes.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Stanley, they look
nice,
very
huh?
nice.
And you wanted to hire a professional.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Chrissy. Someone's waiting for you.
Oh, thanks. That's my new boss. Hi, JC.
Oh, hi, Chrissy.
Oh, gosh, I'm so excited about going to Las Vegas.
Oh, good. Normally, my husband travels with me, but he's back east visiting with his mother. So you get a free trip on the company.
Well, do you think I'll have some time to play some blackjack?
Why? Do you gamble?
No, but my landlord does.
Oh. You know, Chrissy, I'm really so glad you came into my office and stood up for yourself. I really admire people with confidence in their own abilities.
Well, I'm not really as good as I said I was. I'm even better.
That a girl. There are a couple of things that I would like to discuss with you.
What things?
First of all, I'd like you to cut down on the low-cut dresses.
Well, gee, they're already cut down about as far as they can go.
No, Chrissy, you don't understand, dear. You see, you have ability. You don't have to move up by having men look down.
Oh. What was the other thing?
What other thing?
Well, you said you wanted to talk to me about a couple of things.
Jim, oh, I need a drink bad.
Hi, Uncle Anton. How are things down at the restaurant?
Oh, Jim, busy. All day long, I'm putting those little pants on lamb chops. Tell you, sometimes I don't know if I'm a chef or a tailor. You get it? Chef or tailor?
Listen, have you thought any more about hiring my friend Jack Tripper?
Oh, no, I don't know. I'd know more about him first, Jim. You know, like, for instance, does he drink too much?
You know, it's really very hard for a woman to get ahead in our company.
It certainly is.
Problem is, the organization has three times as many men as they do women. Tell me, Chrissy, how do you think our company could attract more women?
Hire more men.
Time, darling. Oh, it's almost a half an hour. We're going to be catching our plane. My husband likes me to call. He worries about me when I travel. I'll be right back.
Hey, don't take my word for it. There's a close friend of his over there. She can tell you all about him. Chrissy, this is my Uncle Anton.
Uncle Anton, you're the chef.
Yeah. I understand you know Jack Tripper very well.
Well, I ought to. We live together.
You're right. This guy really cooks. So, Chrissy, do you think that your friend Jack would make a good assistant chef?
Oh, would he ever. He makes the most wonderful dishes. If you don't believe me, you can ask Janet.
Janet?
Well, she lives with Jack, too.
Would he have time to take a job?
If he doesn't, he'll make time. I mean, once Jack starts something, he'll stay with it all night till he's finished.
Lucky guy.
There they are.
Oh, so that's Chrissy's boss, huh? He really looks like a pervert, doesn't he?
look at those beady little eyes. Boy, all sex fiends have beady little eyes.
I want to thank you, Chrissy, for being so nice and helpful.
Okay, that does it. Break it up.
Yeah. Oh, this is Jack Tripper.
You're Jack Tripper? Put it there.
With pleasure. Jeez. Oh, you're right. How silly of me. I can't serve cheese without the wine. Here we go. Rubbing it in.
For heaven's sake, what is going on?
I don't know, J.C.
J.C.? J.C. Braddock, Chrissy's boss?
Yes, our boss, yes.
Girl, Chrissy. Who is this?
Well, it's Jim's uncle, Chef Anton.
This is Chef Anton. The $30 a night job, Chef Anton. The guy who always loves a practical joke, Chef Anton.
That's pretty funny.
You like a good joke, don't you? The man in the cheese flannel suit. You ever been to Switzerland? Because you smell like Gruyere. I'm only kidding. Listen, does your face always get purple when you're having fun?
You. No, you want to be a chef?
It's all in good
fun. You're not fit to heat up pretzels on a street corner.
I know.
You're not fit to feed up pretzels on a street corner. Oh, you want to be a chef? Here's a recipe for you. Mustard on a nut.
We have to get out if we're ever going to miss our plane.
Okay, J.C. Bye, Janet.
Goodbye, Chrissy. Goodbye, Miss Braddock.
Jack, if you want to get ahead in the business world, you got to start treating people nicer.
I hope at least this teaches you not to jump to the wrong conclusions.
Me? Jump to the wrong conclusions? Me?
Well, at least you admit it. See, Jack, it's all because you're such a chauvinist. I mean, automatically you assume Chrissy's boss had to be a man.
You also assumed he was a man.
Well, what do you want from me? I'm just a woman.
Oh, Janet, what am I gonna do? Chef Anton's an important man. I blew my big chance.
Oh, Jack, now come on. You're gonna let one little setback ruin your whole life?
Come on. Now listen, remember what you said to Chrissy. If you want to get ahead in this world, you got to believe in yourself.
Listen, Jack, just go to Anton and tell him why you did all these silly things.
Well, maybe you're right.
Sure. And if that doesn't work, Jack, try wearing a low-cut shirt.
That ought to do it. Now it's perfect.
Gosh, Mr. Roper, you work so hard fixing those drapes.
Yeah. Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, come on. Don't be so modest. You did a wonderful job.
Oh, you certainly did.
Oh, you certainly did. You did. I want to congratulate you.
Get away.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.